One of the cool things about this, among a lot of cool things, and one of the reasons why we want to talk about it is these players from all over the UP get a chance to play with some different coaches, really.
Oh, for sure. This is a fun time because you get to see these players. You know, they're all the best players on their team, obviously, from where they come from. And one of the things that we talk about at the beginning of the week is, hey, these are new coaches. You know, they might, you know you a little bit, but maybe have not played in your conference, haven't seen you play. So we really make an effort to tell the kids, hey, you have to. So it's like freshman year, putting the pads on for the very first time for those coaches that don't know who you are. So there's a proving. There's a proving during the week of kind of showing these coaches that you belong there and showing them what you can do. And a lot of times these players, too, will play other positions. Coach will look at a player the first day and go, wow, you know what? I think we're going to move you over to wide receiver. And maybe they haven't played that before. So that's always fun.
Well, and then sometimes you end up with like four quarterbacks. So, yeah, let's take a look at how athletic you are. And maybe you want to play wide receiver. So you're right. They will ask. And what do you think? A little wide receiver this time and that. But I think another thing, Todd, that comes up is an opportunity to even learn something else from someone that you've never really played under before.
Yeah, the kids have been great throughout the years. You know, that's why they're here. That's why they're all started, because they're so coachable. They're really willing to listen to learn. Listen to the coaches and learn from them. And to be honest, I tell the kids every year, I say, boy, that first year kind of set the tone for everything. And the kids that have had the best time during the week and honestly some of the best performances in the All-Star game have come from players playing out of position. They might have to play running back and linebacker on their own team because those are the important positions for them, but now there's so many other good players that they can do other things and learn from the coaches and just have a great time doing it.
You know, Todd, you talk about the UP football All-Star game also preparing kids for college football if they're planning to play. And you just made a great comment. One of the things that the UP football All-Star game does prepare them for is the fact that everybody on their team is a star now.
Oh, absolutely. The competition level is definitely ratcheted up quite a bit. From what they're used to. You know, there's good teams out there, you know, obviously they've had a lot of success in their seasons, but to have, you know, look at a team like Ishpeming, you know, who has just small numbers. They're a great team, but you have small numbers. This is a team of, you know, 40 players as opposed to maybe 15. So there's only, you know, not just a couple good players. Everybody's good. And so it's nice to run plays in practice against another full squad. It's nice to run full speed drills and tackling drills with other guys that are just as good as you. So it's really fun to see the practices, how in depth they are because of just the numbers and the quality of kids.
Another thing that you guys feature for the players especially, but for fans that want to come out and watch, and especially for the coaching staffs as well, is the skills competition. It's kind of a combine kind of thing. Would you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, Wednesday, halfway through the week on Wednesday afternoon, we take a little break and have a fun skills challenge for the kids. And you know, they'll practice two times right away on Monday and then another two times on Tuesday. And so Wednesday afternoon, by that point, they've already had five practices in. So we take a little break, and, yeah, we run them through some different testing and some different things. We get the electronic timing system out and do the 40, which is always a fun thing for the kids. Some kids will run it, you know, 20, 25 times trying to get that last little tenth of a second off. So that's a good competition, and we'll do the fastest man, strongest man will go up in the weight room, and they'll put 225 pounds on the bench and see how many reps they can do. And for the bigger guys, that's always a kind of a beat-your-chest opportunity. And then we'll do the quarterback challenge, longest punt, longest field goal, and then a receiver challenge for both groups, for the linemen and the non-linemen. It gives the kids an opportunity to have some competition in there, but it's also fun, too.
It's an all-around great experience for the players, and very grateful that Excel sponsors this. And I know the players really are, because, again, too, one of the things we've talked about is how they get a chance to meet each other. And they may have only heard about each other, never met before, but now they're not only going to get to meet each other, but they're going to get to know each other.
For sure. You know, talking about, you brought up the skills challenge. By that point, it's funny to see at the beginning of the week, coaches talk about it all the time, how at the first day, the first time they go to lunch, the first time they go to the cafeteria, there's little pockets of, you know, the these players, you know, and these players, and they might know just one other school, and so those three or four players kind of hang out. But boy, by Wednesday afternoon even, it's fun to go in the cafeteria and watch how they've got tables that are all pushed together and they're all eating together as a group. So they bond very, very quickly throughout the week. It's a pretty intense atmosphere as far as that goes, you know, practicing a couple times. Everything's pretty regimented. We keep them really busy. So they bond very, very quickly with each other, and that's always a fun thing to see throughout the week as they get closer and closer.
Mike Plour in the studio here, and I'm talking to Todd Goldbeck, who is president and CEO of XL Fitness and also sponsor of the UP Football All-Star Game. And Todd, always good to talk to you. We're going to talk to you again on Tuesday coming up, and we're going to continue to build excitement. Actually, we don't have to build it because it's building on its own for the UP Football All-Star Game coming up on June 28th at NMU.
All right, sounds good. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Todd.